Good morning, Sunshine Country, and we are going to have the opportunity to visit with the Griswold Community School District this morning, as always on our Thursday morning. And this morning we're going to have the opportunity and privilege and pleasure this morning to visit with the principal, high school principal for Griswold School, Seth Lemke. Mr. Lemke, good morning to you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Nice to see you this morning.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you. Now, this is our first time this year to visit.
Yep.
For this school year. How was your summer?
Oh, not too bad. Always seems to be a little bit short, but
they go by quickly.
They do. We had a good summer. We didn't really go anywhere to do a whole heck of a lot in terms of like vacations or anything, but we did some things around home, things around Omaha we wouldn't normally do. So. Yeah.
All right. So then you started the school year. We're well into the school year at this point. How's it going?
Pretty good, actually. You know, pretty typical. We got a great set of kids. Kids are getting in the routine of things. The staff's doing really well. Again, helps when you got great people working with you. So
that makes all the difference.
It does.
That makes all the difference.
Yep.
So good start to the school year. How's the cell phone policy received so far this year?
Not too bad.
Good.
Lunch is a little bit louder, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No. Honestly, there's some kids that are kind of relieved that we're doing it.
I have heard that so much. It's amazing to me.
It's crazy, but obviously you've got your ones that are still a little bit upset with you, but they'll come around.
Yeah, but it's going well. Good start to the year.
It is. And I don't really hear much from kids or parents in terms of bad for cell phones, at least, so that's helpful.
And yesterday, now I'm not going to put you on the spot, Mr. Lemke, but yesterday was the official for the state of Iowa, all across the state, every district, official count was yesterday.
It was, yep.
October 1st, and takes a little while to sort. I mean, it seems like it'd just be easy. You just go count the kids, and there you go. But that's not necessarily that easy.
No, it's never that easy when you're dealing with issues with the state. But your certified counts, how many kids are in your district versus how many kids are actually coming to your school, and how many kids are open enrolling in versus open enrolling out. So hopefully we'll have those numbers back pretty quick.
It takes a little bit of time to get that sorted out.
It does, but I think we're going to be pretty steady on those numbers, so that's always good to see too. So
good deal. So participation levels, and I'm going to lump everything together, Mr. Lemke, because you have extracurricular activities, co-curricular activities. I think it's important for kids to go out if it's band or choir or FFA or football.
Yep.
You know, name a sport, cross country, whatever it is, kids to go out for something. Overall, how are your participation levels at the high school level?
I think we're doing okay. Obviously, we always want
you
could always use one or two more kids and everything. It feels like, but I know the board's made it a priority, and it's part of our strategic plan. We want kids involved in at least something, one thing.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to come close to hitting that. Maybe not necessarily like right away here in the fall, but throughout the year, I think we'll come pretty close to that. But top to bottom, I think our participation numbers are probably pretty steady as to where we've normally been.
Right.
As a football coach, I'd like to see one or two more guys, but
that's
always the case.
You could always have a few more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could probably have 10 more and you'd be happy, wouldn't
you?
Oh,
I'd be thrilled.
Yeah. What are the challenges? I see, there was another program. I think it was last week I read an article. It was either the fifth or sixth program that has gone to – they basically forfeited the rest of their football season because of low numbers. And
right.
How's that – I mean, football nationwide numbers are trending lower at a high school level. What are your thoughts on that?
Obviously, somebody's spent a lot of time in the sport. It makes me a little bit sad. I think there's a lot of good lessons that can be learned from playing football, but I understand some of the concerns behind it. Parents are concerned. Obviously, it's a very difficult sport. It's a very physical sport. Kids find other avenues for activities nowadays. Whether they're getting involved in something else at school, whether they're maybe they're just like playing more video games at home. Across the board, participation numbers are down. I think ours have been fairly steady, if you look at it as based on a percentage of our student population that goes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for at least that.
Yeah.
But it is sad to see the numbers dropping because while it is a hard sport and it's a physical sport, the life lessons that you learn from it are are large.
I think, too, and I agree. 100% agree. I think it's good. But I think that goes to a lot of sports. A volleyball is another sport. Any of those sports during the season, I think the team aspect, the working hard, working with others. Sometimes you have a bad day. Someone, you know, you get slammed by the linebacker and you're a little slow getting up, or the middle across the net hits a nice big kill and it slams you in the face. Whatever the case may be, but the lesson is you get back up and
you keep going.
So I think there's a lot of good there. Who do you have tomorrow night?
We are up at Arweva. So
what do you know about Arweva?
They've got a pretty good stud running back.
Okay.
I think he's the leader in all-purpose yards in eight player this year.
Okay.
So far. I think every time they snap the ball on offense, about 70 to 75% of the time, he's touching the ball.
He's the guy.
He's the guy. And after watching him on film, it's like, there's a reason he's the guy. So he's good. He's good. So we'll have to do our best to contain him. But it should be a fun ball game.
Seth Lemke with me, the high school principal for the Griswold Community School District. Homecoming's coming up, isn't
homecoming,
it?
Homecoming, yep, next week.
Let's touch on homecoming. What all activities do you have scheduled, planned? It's a fun week of activity, correct?
Oh, yeah. We got dress-up days. We got homeroom activities. We got a community pep rally. You know, it's
let's talk about some of them.
Yeah.
What do you have first there we need to touch on?
Well, the overall theme is that student council wanted to go with a Barbie spirit theme week, which I thought was a little bit different, but
Barbie spirit week.
Yeah.
Are you going to participate in the dress up days, Mr. Lemke?
I do some. I'm not one to go out and buy a lot of random stuff for something I'm going to wear once. But yeah, if there's a Hawaiian shirt day, well, I got a Hawaiian shirt, I'll throw that on.
Okay.
Guarantee about the day I dress up the goofiest, something's going to happen, and I got to gotta try to act serious while dressed like a goof. But, that's part of homecoming week.
That's challenges, right? So what are the days? Tell me the days.
Well, Monday's pajama day, which, chance to wear sweatpants. We'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we've got Malibu Barbie, which is something Hawaiian. Wednesday, patriotic Barbie, wear your red, white, and blue. Thursday's Western, bring your boots, cowboy hats, bandanas. I don't actually have a cowboy hat or bandanas, so... Let's see. Friday's Tiger Pride, so we wear your blue and white. And
okay.
That one's fairly easy for me, at least. So those are the dress-up days, some of the activities that we're doing throughout the week. Obviously, there's the sporting activities going on, but the big one for us is the community pep rally on Wednesday at 6:30. That'll be in the high school gym.
That's everybody come.
Everybody comes. Everybody can come. Yep.
What time does it start?
6:30.
Communities invited.
Absolutely.
All right. And yep. then other activities, of course, the game Friday night.
Yep. Yep.
And you have?
We have CAM.
Okay.
So.
Will you have a dance Friday night, Saturday night?
The dance will be Saturday from 8 to 10.
Where's it at?
In the high school commons. Sorry.
Okay.
Think about that one for a second. But yeah, high school commons. It's usually pretty well attended. Kids seem to enjoy it. And, for a longest time, we did 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours, and felt it was probably appropriate to kind of shorten it up to 2 hours because kids were staying about 2 hours. So we'll just shorten it up and make it easier on the rest of us.
There you go. But, so you have a whole week of activities. How's that lead to, first off, in the classroom? What's that lead to in the classroom for the week?
Oh, it's bananas. The week's just a little bit crazy. But yeah, you try and focus them up best you can, and then kind of as you trickle up to Friday, things are going to start going a little bit more crazy. But it's part of the week. It's a fun activity for the kids. A lot of the staff enjoy
it. Yeah.
Forgot we have a parade on Friday too.
Oh, let's talk about the parade.
Yeah. So the parade will be at 2:30. We'll start at the school. Go down Main Street from there. Kind of, those in town. It'll be the Griswold Reunion Parade route. So.
That's kind of the traditional route.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it starts at 2:30. So go enjoy the parade.
Absolutely.
Go to the game Friday night.
Yep. And I like the way we kind of have it set up. So each class has their own float.
Mm-hmm.
Preschool on up through.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the elementary kids, obviously, some of their little bit more parent involvement in getting those.
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Handing some elementary kid a staple gun, probably not a good idea, but their parents do a great job, and they kind of sit. So what they'll do is they'll set them up on the sides of the of that first street that we go on for the parade. So the elementary kids, are, they'll sit on their floats, and then they'll watch the rest of the parade go by.
Okay.
So they can still see all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then they'll kind of be the end of the parade. So oh. kind of a...
Well, that is really cool.
I don't know who thought of that. I think it might have been Mr. Horton, but, you know.
So you have every grade, started PK,
mm-hmm.
will have a float in the parade. That's pretty remarkable.
Yep. So parents, you know, you got a chance to see your kid in the parade. So
that's
come,
awesome.
Come join us. Join Line Main Street and Line Harrison Street there, and it'll be a good time.
Awesome. So that starts at 2:30 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So make sure you put that on your calendar to go and enjoy. That'd be cool. And then the football game, regular schedule for the football game?
Yeah, we'll do regular schedule. Kickoff 7 o'clock. They'll reintroduce the king and queen candidates on...
you don't know who that is yet.
I don't know who that is yet. Well, I do know who that is.
Let's break some news. Has it been made public yet or not?
No, we're gonna do that Friday.
Okay.
You know, so sorry, guys. But
gosh.
The king and queen will actually be crowned on Wednesday at the pep rally.
All right.
Then they'll be reintroduced Friday at the game. So
very cool.
Just because, you know, a lot of people there too. So,
mm-hmm. All right. Seth Lemke, Mr. Lemke with me, the high school principal with the Griswold Community School District. Other than, I mean, that's a big week and I think it's fun. I know there are some disruptions and from a coaching standpoint, there are some distractions,
yeah.
But it's a good time.
It is.
One of those memorable things. You probably remember your homecoming years.
Oh yeah.
I mean, as far back as it was for me, I even remember that all those years ago. So,
yeah,
it's a good time.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I'm glad there's been a group of people who've tried to make it more of an event at Griswold rather than it's homecoming. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with. It feels like there's a little bit more of an intentionality behind it now.
100% agree.
And so it's fun. The kids, there's more things to enjoy for the kids and the parents and. So yeah, it's really become kind of a great event week for us. So
yeah, like it, I like it a lot. What's going on in the classroom? Where are we at for quarter? Where are we at for all the early, like fast testing kind of stuff is done. Correct at this point?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of that on our end of the building. You know, our sixth graders take part in some of that because state of Iowa sixth graders are still considered elementary even if they're in your middle school.
Yeah.
So we're through all those initial rounds. I think the elementary is too.
Mm-hmm.
At least I know my son is. He's in first grade. But you know, that's always kind of a logistical nightmare. I know for them for sure on the elementary end. And then it's good to get done and through.
Do you have assessments that you do at the high school level?
We do
early stuff. You don't have early.
We don't have a lot of early stuff.
Okay.
Again, the sixth graders are a little bit different beast, but we do a lot based off the ISAS from the spring, and then the teachers kind of assess them on a need to go basis, and then for math and reading interventions, they'll go see that teacher when they need to go see them.
Gotcha.
From an academic standpoint, if they're failing a course, then during our homeroom time, they'll go to the teacher whose course they're failing as well. So,
all right.
Or even if they're just getting behind, you know, cold and flu season happens, kids miss a few days.
Things happen.
You need to go see a teacher and get caught up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a good time for them to do that. And hopefully it reduces some of the stress and overwhelming feelings of having been gone for a while. So,
yeah, very good. All right, Mr. Lemke. So let's talk about college football. You told me before we went on there. I guess I didn't remember from last year that you're a Nebraska fan.
Yeah, we are Husker fans in the Lemke household.
Have you always been a Husker fan?
Oh yeah,
as long as you remember.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Give me your assessment on this season so far. Are you encouraged? You like Rule? You like what's going on?
I do like Rule. I think he's got a good thing going here. Would have been nice to beat Michigan, but
yes,
you know. I think you watch Matt Rule through his different stops. You know, year three is kind of the year where things really start to take off. So hopefully this is that year. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But I like what I'm seeing.
There's some excitement around the program.
There is. And you know, it feels like, you know, it's been a little stagnant. Obviously the last decade or so, it feels like.
The last 10, 15 years.
If we could stop losing on a last-second field goal to Iowa, that'd really set us in the right direction.
Yeah. So, but you're encouraged. You like what you're seeing.
I do. I do. You know, the team looks good. You know, they're not making a ton of mistakes. And
yeah,
some of the mistakes they've made in the last few years are just.
Who do you have this weekend?
They're playing Michigan State. Okay. Michigan State. That's should be a good ball game for them.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right. So, all right. Well, there you go. So you're encouraged. I hear optimism in your voice, Mr. Lemke. I can see it in your
eyes. That's right. I hope it's not false encouragement, but yeah.
All right. Do you ever make it over to games?
Well, we try and make it to a game a year. Yeah. We haven't done that yet. Usually we wait until after football season. My football season's over. And
Makes sense. So
hopefully by then it's not too cold.
Yeah. That kind of adds to it, though, doesn't it? Get all bundled up and go.
I like it when it's a little bit cold because that when that stadium's hot, it's hot.
Uh-huh.
My wife, on the other hand, you know,
yes.
maybe you can go with somebody else if it's cold.
Yeah. So, all right, tell me, are there other activities that we need to be aware of, Mr. Lemke, that are going on that you want people to be aware of? Or check out your calendar.
Let me look at my calendar here.
Yeah.
Esports is rolling again. They're doing Rainbow Six Siege. I'm not even 100% certain what that is.
Is this one of those esports things?
Yep, yep. Okay. But talk about participation numbers. She's got probably 20, 25 kids involved in that right now. Just even from last year, it's exploded.
No kidding.
You know, they had a great year last year.
Yes,
so
they did.
That's how you build programming. And Kara Victor's the sponsor for that. She's done a great job with the kids. And I still don't fully understand what's going on, but I enjoy watching them, but I enjoy listening to the kids talk about it.
It's a rapidly growing, the whole esports thing. I mean, even there's a whole casino with a dedicated thing in Las Vegas to esports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. So,
you know, I remember, you know, back when I was growing up, it's like, you know, you're not going to make any money playing video games. And it's like, well, now we got a lot of people making a lot of money playing video games, but like any other sport, though, if you're good, somebody's going to pay you to do it.
Yeah,
so
that's right. So,
and the kids are really getting involved with it, and it's, you know, and my favorite part about esports is the cross section of the student body that is in that room. Like, I mean, you've got
everybody,
athletes, you've got mathletes, you've got, you know, kids from the music department, speech department. Like, there's a little bit of everybody who plays video games. So, just to kind of walk into the room, it's like, this is an eclectic mix of kids, and it's great.
So is it when you go to that, is it loud in that room, or is it quiet with people concentrating? What's it like? What's that? Because, you know, you walk into a basketball game, football game, it's loud. You walk into this preparation, is it quiet and concentrating, or what's it like?
That kind of depends on which kid's playing, but you know, it's pretty quiet, actually. When I've walked in, I haven't walked in on a ton of matches this year, but the kids are in there. They're focused on what they're doing.
Right, because there's a lot of concentration.
There is. And, you know, the kids who aren't up, they're not wanting to distract from what's going on. So it's pretty wild to walk in on and just be like, this is, you know, you got a good mix of kids. It's very quiet. It's very composed, very well organized. But the kids, when they're competing, it's like there's a focus on their face. It's like,
they're into it.
It's almost a frightening amount of focus, to be honest with you. But they're getting it.
All right. Very good. Mr. Lemke, what else do we need to be aware of from either your desk as principal, as activities going on, homecoming week, next week, football game tomorrow night, or other activities in general? What else do we need to be aware of?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to look to see what we've got here for the next couple of weeks. FFA, they've had a few things. We do soil judging. That's done at the research farm nearby.
You had a recent, what was there, 30-some?
Yeah, 30-some schools were there.
It's
a pretty big event. But, you know, the research farm does a great job of hosting that for us. And for the FFA, they do it pretty much every year there. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the kids enjoy it. I think we pulled ninth place, I want to say.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know, it's a large, well-attended event just because, you know, there's the space for it, and there's the research farm does a great job, so no point in moving it around.
Right. Very cool. Other activities?
Let's see here. Oh, I don't know if anybody's talked to you about this. Cole Cooper, our athletic director, has been looking through, you know, we're always looking for different ways to get an edge. And we've started working with a group called ACG Mental Performance for our athletes.
Okay. Tell me about this.
So basically what it is, you know, that kind of shifting some of the focus, shifting some of the mindset of the kids, you know, having the kids forcing the kids to have some of those conversations of, and to be quite frank, some of us coaches too, of, you know, what do we do when things get rough? What do we do when, you know, things are going well? How do we do this, that, or the other thing? Just kind of mentally prepare the athletes a little bit more. So we had Coach Larson, he does our weight training. One of his cousins works for this company, and they're looking for a way to get into high schools a little bit more. And so Coach Larson approached us about maybe calling them, and the funny thing is, as Coach Larson came up to talk to us about that, we had just talked about finding something like this.
Okay.
So it's
perfect.
Like the timing on that was just, boy, you couldn't have made it any better. So Mr. Cooper and I sat through a little bit of a demonstration of what they want to do. You know, they zoom into the guy athletes, the girl athletes. We'll have them in mm-hmm. separate rooms because most of the time it's the same presenter, but sometimes it's different.
Okay.
Because sometimes how you approach guys and girls is different.
Oh, sure.
You know, I think the kids are really starting to buy into it. I've really enjoyed the sessions they had.
About every
3 weeks or okay. so, they'll pop in. Us coaches, we sat through about three sessions of that. I want to say late July, getting into August a little bit, you know, and I thought the information they had was great. I like what they're doing. I'm really looking forward to seeing kind of how this plays out with our athletes. We've got, I can't remember how many sessions we have on the books for them, but like 9 or 10 or something like that.
But it's like a Zoom meeting, and then you just talk about different sports related things. Is what, half hour, 45 minutes,
about,
an
it's
hour?
It's about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And it's a very, very interactive. They've got a within their Zoom, they've got questions for feedback that the kids will scan in on their phones or their computers, the code, and they'll send the information back in. And it's really for one or two presenters dealing with a large group of kids, it's surprisingly interactive.
Wow.
So, you know, so far it's been good.
You like it, huh?
I do. You know, I think anything we can do to kind of help our kids get an edge. I mean, obviously we're doing it for athletics, but there's something to be said for, you know, this is going to come back to some of those life lessons that sports teach you anyway.
Right.
You know, what do you do when times get tough? What do you do when things aren't going your way? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And it really forces the kids and the coaches to kind of think through that a little bit before it happens.
Wow. And this is new this year though, huh?
Yeah, this is new to us. We just started in August.
Has it been well received by your athletes?
I think
they
so.
Like it?
I think so. Obviously it's something new, so we're still kind of,
they're
still trying to figure out what the heck are we talking about here. But, you know, by and large, I think the athletes are buying in. I know the girls track did a session at the end of last year to kind of pilot it a little mm-hmm. bit. And they got, we got a pretty good review of it from them. So,
yeah. And what's the name of that company again?
ACG Mental Performance.
Okay. Wow. Very cool. I was not aware that you were doing that. So
yeah, well, I was scrolling through the calendar. I'm like, oh, we got one of those coming up.
That's
let's
pretty
talk
cool.
about that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But,
yeah.
So, and will that be all year, or is it like the first semester? Or,
we'll do sessions throughout the year.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to get two, maybe three in for the fall season. Then we'll try and hit two or three for the winter season, and then two or three when we hit the spring. And if we've got anything left, we'll do it.
I'm just super interested to see how that goes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we'll visit again later in the year, but I'm super interested to see how that goes. So.
Yeah, I'll bring updates on it.
That's cool.
I've really enjoyed it myself. So.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Very good. Well, what else are you hiding over there, Mr. Lemke? Wow, you pulled that one right out of your hat.
I don't know. That one surprised even me a little bit. Let's see here.
All right.
That's the bulk of what's been going on.
Go. Seth Lemke with me, the high school principal at the Griswold Community Schools. Anything else, Mr. Lemke?
Well, not that's leaping off the page at me right now. I know we've got blood drive coming up sometime, but that's
coming up.
Oh, that's November 7th. We got time for
that.
We got a little time on that one.
Very good. So, hey, thanks for making the trip down.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Enjoy the coffee.
I will.
Be safe. Did you see any deer on the way down?
I didn't, but that only means I'm probably going to see them on the way out.
Be careful. Be careful for sure. Nice to see you, Mr. Lemke.
All right, thank you.
Seth Lemke with me this morning from the Griswold Community School District.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Griswold Community